I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. There is a possibility a young man died last night in the Merrimack River at Castlewood State Park. Crews searched the waters for 2 hours before suspending operations after sunset. Metro West Fire Chief Brad Shelton spoke with our news partners at Fox 2.
This river is not a place for people to go swimming at all. The current and the undertow of these certain parts of the river are very difficult to traverse, even for our dive team.
Shelton says sonar will be used to try to locate the 19-year-old. Days before his trial was set to begin, the man accused of assaulting a Ferguson officer has one of his charges reduced.
Stay over there! Hold the line!
We need you!
Back the f*** up! 85! Officer down! Officer down!
Elijah Gant will now face assault in the second degree instead of first degree assault after allegedly running into Ferguson police officer TJ Brown and causing significant brain damage. Gant was one of a number of protesters outside the Ferguson police precinct on the night of the 10-year anniversary of the shooting of Michael Brown. When protesters began attacking the fence outside the building, officers moved in to break up the crowd. While attempting to flee police, Gant is seen on police body cam and nearby security cam footage, lowering his shoulder and knocking Officer Brown to the ground, causing him to hit his head on the concrete. Gant's trial is due to begin Monday with jury selection. He remains held on a $500,000 bond. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
After a 16-year-old and his 15-year-old accomplice went on a mass killing spree across East St. Louis, the community is speaking up. Dr. Anita Brazel, Community Public Service Coordinator with the Illinois State Police, is calling on parents to be accepting that sometimes a child needs help with their mental health.
I know in an African-American community, we think mental health services have a stigma, but really it should be considered an asset, a tool. Just as you break an arm, you go get a cast.
Brazil says if you or a loved one are in need of immediate mental health assistance, call 988. We're told straw gun buyers continue to be a problem for local law enforcement. These are the people who buy guns for others who should not or cannot get them.
The ATF's campaign called Don't Lie for the Other Guy will combine public education and help federally licensed firearm retailers identify straw purchases. Tom Albus, U.S. Attorney.
It's kind of another component of violent crime response. You think about the act of violence. Then you think about the prohibited person. Now let's take it another step and say, how did this gun come into the hands of a violent actor or a prohibited person? And that's what we're talking about.
Alba says people are criminally responsible if they lie on an ATF form to get guns in the hands of people who cannot fill out the forms themselves. It is a felony, and penalties have been enhanced by Congress. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
The Cross River Crime Task Force reports making several arrests during a Friday deployment in Madison County. Commander Marcos Polito says officers detained several people who had guns and illegal drugs like fentanyl and methamphetamine. They also located and arrested several fugitives with outstanding warrants. Polito says investigators believe people arrested during an Alton traffic stop may be related to other firearms-related crimes in the region. The House has passed a bill to make daylight saving time permanent. Eric Herzog studies the biology of daily rhythms. He's at Washington University. He tells Chris and Amy there is an alternate bill in the House called SOCA. It stands for Sunshine for Our Kids Act.
The idea is that kids waiting in the morning for their school bus on daylight saving time are waiting in the dark. And in 1974, unfortunately, 4 children were killed while waiting for the bus in daylight saving time. And that's what ended the permanent daylight saving time experiment in 1974.
Herzog said if everyone would wake up naturally, it would be more beneficial, and that would come with standard time St. Charles is getting a new manufacturer at the plant General Mills shut down earlier this year.
The St. Charles City Council passed an incentive package for Bertegni, an Italian pasta maker, to take over the former General Mills TNT crust facility. The deal is expected to bring more than $33 million in investment and up to 200 jobs. Scott Dracnick with the Economic Development Council of St. Charles County says the pay is well above minimum wage.
Congratulations on this project that was so quick, even though 122 years in the making, and we're looking forward to not having a vacant building on 370 and not having 160 people who can't apply for another job that might be even better paid than what they had.
122 years in the making because the company first debuted its product at the 1904 World's Fair in the U.S. The city is offering Bertegni a 50% property tax abatement for 20 years, tied to the company keeping at least 150 full-time jobs starting in 2034, jobs the county says will pay an average of over 60 grand a year. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
13 stores were served search warrants during a major crackdown on unlicensed dispensaries in West Central Missouri. Johnson County Prosecuting Attorney Robert Russell says the investigation started with citizen complaints.
Many stores that we sent the letter to ceased selling these products. And shockingly, most of all, when they did the search warrants, they found my letter in several of these stores. One of them even had my letter attached right next to the cash register for the clerks to see.
The Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, joined local law enforcement leaders in Warrensburg to announce the results of the investigation, which began with complaints that products marketed as hemp were actually marijuana and being sold to minors.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.